Yeah, but you know, we played really well. We played, we were, can say, maybe even better than them, you know. And we were getting in those positions that we knew before. Again, it was a plan that we're going to get in those positions for crosses or whatever. And Snodgrass especially had four or five really good crosses. The only thing that I'm disappointed with that is that we didn't have enough players in the box apart from Andy. You have to have more. And then, again, like a cheap mistake in a place that you simply can't do that against them. And also, second goal, very cheap from our point of view. And to be fair, it's very simple. Look, when you play against Chelsea's, like against those kind of teams, it should be other way around. It should be you should be hoping for their mistakes and to use them and score a goal. If it's other way around, then your task is really, really, really difficult. I don't know. We even the statistics look good, and I watched the game from the touchline, and we were a lot of times in a good positions, like their players were, but. From those positions, they were creating chances, and that's a quality. So we didn't stop. We came back. We maybe could have scored in a second half in that minute that we have few whatever crosses, chances, whatever, and then we didn't, and we scored too late. Although we have to admit that after 2-0, when they played on counter attacks, every of those attacks. Look dangerous, you know. So they deserve to beat us.
A handball by Marcus Alonso. Did you get the chance to see that?
They told me about it, but I didn't see it, to be fair.
Can I ask you how Winston Reid is and what the injury is?
Hopefully, and I heard now, straight after the game, that it's only a cramp. So hopefully it's nothing.
Was it in the Costa challenge that he hurt himself? Because it all seemed to come across quite quickly. He was suddenly off.
90 minutes of Costa's challenges. so it's a best bet to say yes.
and for you, is this a bit of a free hit today? You know, it hasn't gone well. Much more important, the Bournemouth game now.
It's not a free hit. I expected something from this game, you know, but they are. But if you do those mistakes, you can't get any. It's not okay, but it's okay, you know. We lost against a great team. It's good that we scored a goal at the end. 2-1. Let's get over that. And, of course, analyze the game like always, but then prepare for Bournemouth.
Do you think they're going to win it?
Sorry?
Do you think they'll win the league?
I don't know. It's easy to say, to predict, whatever, but for me, they definitely, I can't see them being casual now. You know, it's going to be easy. No. So, they look very serious, to be fair.
You seem a lot happier, obviously, than on previous nights when you've taken on big teams like Man City here and Arsenal, which is good. I mean, the team have moved forward in that respect.
Yeah, but you know, you can never be happy with the defeat at home, no matter who you play against. And I expecting us to do better in the second half. But we were. We didn't crumble and all that. But again, like against Man City also, we started well. But again, we've done few really big mistakes for the quality of the opposition.
In terms of your team going forward for the last couple of months of the season, what are you aiming for? Just top 10?
We're aiming for whatever, game by game, to try to win every one of them and then see where it's going to bring us. But we are, the motivation can't drop. No, it's going to be, on the contrary, more and more and more very demanding. The players are playing for the club, the players are playing for their positions for next season as well.